Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. Oh, we just thank God for just allowing us to be present. Yes, yes, we just thank Him. Yes, He is an awesome God. He is awesome. In all our daily activities, from the morning that we rise up in the morning until the evening when we lay down again, He blesses us. He takes care of us. He walks with us. He talks with us. He counsels us. He guides us. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It is indeed, very indeed, interesting, intriguing to see how He moves all during the day. Oh, yeah, He moves all during the day. And we just thank Him. We thank Him for just being with us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We thank God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We know we always start off with prayer. And to just a minute, I just want to take time and read. Yeah, I just want to take time and read. This is a passage in Psalms chapter 1, yeah. And it says here, blessed are those who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Listen at that. Nor stand it in the way of the sinners, nor sit it in the seat of the scornful. Blessed are you. That's what he's saying. Blessed are they. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. You are blessed when you have learned how to walk away from that, how not to entertain those that are ungodly and those conversations and those dirty jokes and all those gossiping moments that they try to come and plague us with. When you have actually learned how to say, I'm not interested in hearing it, or it's time to move on, or you should not do that. Yes, he says you're blessed. Yeah, and we believe what the Lord says. Yeah, we believe, and we trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, we know that we always have prayer, and we just want to today lift up the grieving families, and we want to lift up the sick kids. We want to lift up Sarah, who has brain cancer. Sarah is just a toddler. We want to lift her up right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. We want to lift up Sarah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity you've given us, God, to come into your presence, Lord. Thank you, God, for everything that we have experienced this week, God, because we know had it not been with you, with us, together, we would not have accomplished anything that we have achieved this day, this week, this moment, oh God, this year. Yeah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for looking over Sarah. Thank you, God, for watching over Sarah, God. We speak healing into Sarah right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Master, we know that you have given us the authority that we can proclaim healing over Sarah. As Sarah is battling that cancer, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to breathe on her, God, to touch her little body. Heal her, oh God. Oh, Master, heal her, oh, God. Touch her mom, her dad, oh, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And let them know, God, that when the healing come, it was only you, God, that nobody else could do it but you, God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We ask you to look upon the grieving families right now, God. The sons, the daughters, oh, God. The sisters, the brothers, God. Touch them in a mighty way, oh, God. Hold them up. Hold them up, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. And we know we have been discussing, we have been on the false prophets. Yeah, yeah. And last week we were able to just touch in and just teach a little bit about the women who are prophetess, who are false and who are phony, and they stand in front of us and they tell us different things that they think and what they feel. And many times, if we don't study on our own, we embrace that. We embrace those words that come from those who are deceivers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those who really have no relationship with God at all. Yes, yes. And so we want to finish the false prophets. This segment that we have been doing, we want to just go quickly into it. And we say here, many of us see a counterfeit. Mm-hmm. We see a counterfeit daily, but we never put it together that he or she is not our sister or brother in Christ. We just don't put the two together. We just assume because they are here and they're claiming to love us that they are who we think they are. Yeah. They are who we think they are. Huh? Yeah. Yes. Yes. And so often we fall into those hands. Mm-hmm. We fall into the hands of the deceiver. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one who looks like, sounds like, they know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're working on the other team. They're on the other side. Uh-huh. Yes, the satanic team. Uh-huh. The try to destroy you team. Mm-hmm. The come to confuse you team. Yes. And let me say that again. The come to confuse you team. Yeah. This is a team. Mm-hmm. These are the imps that Satan has in place that will come and confuse us. Mm-hmm. We must stop. We must stop being so naive. Yeah, naive. Mm-hmm. Lack of experience, lack of wisdom, lack of judgment, not taking time to seek and research, study the word for ourselves. Counterfeit. The counterfeit. Mm-hmm. The counterfeit is exact imitation of something valuable. Mm-hmm. With intentions to deceive. Let me say that again. A counterfeit. Exact imitation. I said imitation. I didn't say the real deal. I said imitation of something valuable with intentions to deceive. That is my intentions, to deceive you. That's what he says. That's what he thinks. That's what he feels. That is what he actually has on display. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the church must begin to step up. The church must begin to set up a protection, a protection guard, a protection plan, a plan to teach membership what to look for, and what to listen for. Yeah. When we are trying to get the truth, trying to rightfully divide the truth, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some warnings to become aware of. They are, who is the counterfeit? Mm-hmm. Know your enemy. Yeah. You know, many military folks in the military, that's the first thing they do. They learn the enemy. They learn who is on the opposite side. Yes. It is so important for us to learn, to take time to study and know who's on the other side. What are some of his strategies? That's number two. What are some of the strategies? One, using people. Using people to twist and change the word of God. Did you hear what I said? Using people to twist and change the word. So it's basically to confuse. It's to confuse. Number two, using documents. Yeah, the word, the actual Bible. Yeah, the Sunday school lessons. To confuse you, to twist it around. So it's not clear. Bring no clarity at no time to anything that has been discussed. Using fear. Now, this is one that I see. I've seen plenty. I've seen this. I've seen some of these false teachers stand and use fear in a congregation. Fear, yeah. Not sure. To make you feel like you're not sure if you have the ability. You're not sure if you are in right standing with Christ. Not sure. And to bring this incapability feeling on the congregation. Yeah. Listen. Using manipulation. Are you listening to me? To manipulate your mind. Yeah. To make you feel belittled, that you have no authority, that you have no power, but you have to come to me. Yeah. That you can't really do it. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Using faith and doubt. Faith and doubt. Yeah. Making you feel that you have no capabilities of achieving a certain goal, but that for you to keep striving, for you to keep on being faithful, that eventually it will happen, but maybe not now. Yes, they're ever present. They're all around. Yes, they're all around. Three, always a new thing God is doing. Always, it's always something new. It's never the same God, okay? It's always something new that he's doing. Now, be careful about that. Be very careful, because Hebrews 13 and 8 says, I am the same. Listen at me. He says, I'm the same yesterday and today and forevermore. So if I was the same God yesterday, I am the same God today. If I delivered, hey, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if I did that because they called on me, because they were faithful, because they took a stand, you do the same, I will deliver you. Yeah, I don't change. I'm that same God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is what we're talking about. Being tricked and how the enemy sets up. Yeah, he sets us up. And he's always saying, oh, God is doing a new thing. God is not doing anything new. He's doing the same thing that he did in the beginning and that he will do in the end. It's for us to tighten up our boots, girdle up our plates, and understand it may be a new thing for us, those who have fallen by way, but God is the same God. Did you hear what I said? He has not changed. He will not change. He's the same God in the beginning, and he will be the same God in the end. He loved you then, and he will love you now. He will love you in sin, and he will even more love you when you have become redeemed. Are you listening to me? Never fall for God is doing a new thing. He's the same God. He don't change. He's the same God. We are the ones who have changed. We are the ones who have walked away. He was there in the beginning, and he will certainly be there in between as well at the end. That's the God that we are talking about. Hallelujah. Look at verse in number four. I'm just sorry, I'm getting so excited. But in verse four, learn what's true and false. And that's so important. Learn what's true Because we live in a world where there is truth and there's false. Everybody's not telling you the truth, but there are many who are false, and they are the counterfeits, and they look genuine, and they look real, but they're not. Study the Word. Study the Word of God for yourself so you can rightfully divide the Word of truth. If you don't have an understanding, ask God to show you someone that you can go to. Yeah. That they are genuinely concerned about you, making sure you get the complicity that you need to understand what he's saying. Yeah. God will guide you to the right person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if the false teacher is teaching, listen to what I'm saying. If you're in a place and the teacher is the false teacher, oh, you're listening to me. Pray and ask God. Mm-hmm. Ask God again. Will he give it to you? Yes, he will. Ask God to give you the truth. God is a deliverer. He's the same God that delivered everyone who desired to change, to make a change in their life. He delivered them. Uh-huh. When he called Moses, yeah, and he told Moses that he wanted him to go and to set his people free. Mm-hmm. To go. Come on now. When he said he wanted him to go, and he had to go in and talk to Pharaoh to let God's people free. It's the same God. Uh-huh. If you're in a situation and you need to be delivered, that same God can deliver you. But you got to be sincere. You got to be truthful. You got to be sincere with God. Because God does not look at the outer appearance. Oh, glory to God. He looks at the heart. Yeah, he looks at the heart. Yeah. So remember, God is not changing. It's us. We change. So whenever you hear this, there's a new thing. God is doing a new thing over here. He's doing this new thing. Remember to be very careful, mm-hmm. to tread very light in that area. Yes, that is one of the tricks. That is one of the strategies that Satan has in place. That is one of the things that you will see the false prophets, the false teachers. Mm-hmm. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 2. We're just going to touch in some of this real quickly because we're going to come out of this. But the Lord is saying that we need to be aware. We're in the end times. We're here. Uh-huh. And we need to know how to have our ammunition, how to have our things in place. Yeah. We need to know. We need to understand. We're in war. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't time to lay down and take us a break. It's time to stand up. It's time to be on the alert. Open up your eyes so you can see. Verse 1 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who previously shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Yeah. Now, what are we saying here? There will be false prophets among Israel. Mm-hmm. Their plan is to teach false, mm-hmm. and to show destructive, uh-huh. to bring in any idea that they can imagine. They may want you to think what they may want you to feel that God is saying to them. Not dealing with the actual truth, not dealing with sound doctrine, but it's all about what they feel, what they think. And when you begin to hear someone speak to you in the terms of, I really believe that this is what God is saying. No, show me where he's saying that. That's what you want to hear. Where is God saying that? Because it's not what we think. It's not what we feel. It's what the Lord is saying here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because that's what we want. We want to know what God has to say. Mm-hmm. So there we see that there are false prophets, there are false teachers, and they're in Israel. And they come to teach false and to be destructive. So when we say destructive, we mean to tear it up, to destroy. To destroy who? Us, those who desire to walk in righteousness. Yeah, those who desire to have right standards with God. Mm-hmm. They desire to come and to try to churn, I say twist the word. And that's what we see. We see them twisting the word of God. And then they turn it against. They turn it against their masters who have brought them in a swift and a troubling way. A troubling way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They come in to turn it around. They come many times to destroy the church, to destroy the congregation. Yeah. They may start out with 20, and before you know it, they only have 2 or 3. And you're sitting there, and you wonder, what happened to everybody? The word of God, it multiplies. Yeah. The true word of God will multiply. Think about that. He multiplies, yeah. In verse 2, it says, many will follow their precious ways, but reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Listen to that. Many will follow their evil teachings. And that's the truth. You see that today. Many people are following their evil teaching. Uh-huh. You sit and you hear it and you know that's not right. But they have a huge, huge congregation of people that's sitting there, huh? They're sitting there. And the shamefulness, the immorality of it, they are engaging. These are the people who are the people of the itchy ears. We have talked about having itchy ears. Yeah, when you have the itchy ears, you have a desire to hear what you want to hear. You're not interested in hearing the truth. The truth is not what you want. You want to hear something that sounds good to you, sounds good to your ears, mm-hmm. Sounds good to your taste. Yeah, and it says, and because of them, Christ and his truth, his true way, it will be slandered. Yeah, they come to slander Christ. They come to try and tear him down. But remember, this is the God of yesterday as well as the God of today. Hallelujah. Huh? Think about it. Now, I want you to move quickly with me because I'm going to move over to verse 12. And we're in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. And it says, but these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed. They speak evil of the things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruptions. And this is going to happen. You may not see it. You may not be around. All of a sudden you may say, well, what happened to so-and-so? Oh, they're not. Oh, they're no longer there. It's sad. Mm-hmm. That these false teachers are like, mm-hmm. They're under thinking of the animals, the creatures. Mm-hmm. They're creatures of instinct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, instinct. Yeah, what they think and what they feel. Who are born? They're born. They're born to be caught and they're born to be killed. Yes, creatures of instinct, animals, beasts. Mm-hmm. They laugh at powers. Mm-hmm. They know so little about. They laugh at that. Oh, they think God is just something up there in the sky, and all those people who talk about God and this being that we can't see. They have no truth. They have no relationship with Him. Yes, none. 17. These people are useless as dried up springs of water. Mm-hmm. As clouds blow away by the wind, promising much and delivering nothing. Listen to that. They are doomed to be blackened and darkened. Doomed. Did you hear what I said? Good for nothing. not to be of any service to mankind. 21. I'm trying to be quickly trying to get this. 21. For it has been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness. So this says to us that they knew God at one time. Mm-hmm. They knew him. Chose their own way. Mm-hmm. They became proudful and took on the spirit of proudness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandments delivered unto them. They walked away. Mm-hmm. 22 says, but it is happened unto them, according to the true Proverbs, the dog is turned to his own vomit, and again, the soul that was washed to her wailing in the mire. Listen at that. What am I saying? The mire. Come relax in your sin. When you become stagnated in it, you've been in it a long time. Yeah, you've seen the sin. You done taught your children about the sin. Your grandchildren, they in that sin. That same sin, you're wailing and you're wobbling in that. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the mire is a swamp. It's a dirty ground. Yeah. There's no way out. You're trying to come up, but you can't. Sad. Because you're stuck. You've gotten stuck here. But oh, if you just took time to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you just took time to call on him, hallelujah, will he come? Yes, he will come. He is a deliverer. He loves you when you were in sin, and he loves you when you become redeemed. Glory to God. Sad. The comparison of a dog laying in his own vomit. Uh-huh. Not desiring to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not desiring to walk in truth. Not desiring to have a relationship with God. This is what we're talking about, the false teachers. Judgment will come. Judgment will come to those who are evil. The evil ones will be destroyed. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying to you tonight, yeah, let me just say it quickly, that if you don't know the Lord, if you don't know him, if he's not in your heart, yeah, right now you just take this opportunity to invite him in. And he will come. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Master, for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity. God, we ask right now that you come into our hearts, God. Clean us up, Master. Wash us, oh God. Make us whiter than snow, that we can serve you for the rest of our days. In Jesus' name, amen. We look forward to having you with us on Sunday from 7 to 8. God's Favorite Ministries with Pastor George, and back here with us on Friday with Victorious Living. Yes, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth, they adore him. What a mighty God. Get on the right team. Yeah, get on the Savior's team. Mm-hmm. It's rewarding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has prepared us. Get on his team. Yeah. You don't have to be a loser. You can be a winner. You could be a winner this day. You could be a winner this night. In Jesus' name, I challenge you to become a winner in Christ. Yes. Yes. You can be a winner. You can be one too. Amen.